This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You said after Super Bowl 57, you sat in the locker room and you thought to yourself, I'll be back. You got back and now you're a champion. How does that feel?
You know, God is good. He's greater than all the highs and the lows. And I think personally myself, I've just been able to use every experience and learn from it.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, Jalen Hurts put on a football clinic last night, didn't he?
I love that Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, you know, all these names, all these great quarterbacks that get a lot of attention. Jalen Hurts goes in there and he takes the biggest prize of all, the Lombardi Trophy, Super Bowl MVP on top of it.
Yes.
And a win for the Eagles over the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. And he was great, but the entire team was great around him as well. The Eagles defense was unbelievable last night. I mean, this game is won on the offensive and defensive lines, always. It's always one at the line of scrimmage. And the Eagles totally get that. Their offensive line and defensive line,
massive.
Two of the best in football.
Their offensive
line's amazing. They open holes for Saquon Barkley throughout the year. And this time, the Chiefs took a gamble. We knew they were going to do this. They made sure they contained Saquon Barkley, and they said, Jalen Hurts, you try to beat us. We're going to stop your all-pro, amazing running back. And Hurts took the ball and said, okay, I will. And he just distributed the ball around. He got protected. He found Goddard, the tight end. He found Brown, the wide receiver. He found Smith, the wide receiver. He was distributing the ball incredibly well. He ran it 71 yards. He was great. And you know what? He operated with some shorter fields. It was all around a great game by the Philadelphia Eagles in all phases.
You predicted that, by the way. You on our show, you are on this. It was like last week, I think. You said the Eagles will win.
I thank you. I felt strongly about it. I just feel like they're the better football team. Watching them all year, they dominate the line of scrimmage, and I worried about the Chiefs' ability to stop the pass rush. Do you know that the Eagles did not blitz one time the entire game?
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not once. They basically rushed with four, and they found holes through the offensive line. And, you know, the Eagles smashed the Washington Commanders in the NFC Championship game. I mean, they scored 55 points on them.
Yes.
They're a really scary team when they're all going at once. And it's exactly what happened last night. They just had it all going at once, and the Chiefs couldn't handle them. I mean, 40-22, and it was not that close, as we all know.
No.
They scored two late touchdowns, and they were up 34-0. I started to look up, you know, what was the lowest scoring output by a team in a Super Bowl? And the last was the Los Angeles Rams scored 3 points. No team had ever been shut out in a Super Bowl, but the Chiefs were able to cobble together some points. But that was a fantastic performance. And by the way, Jalen Hurts is a great guy. I mean, you heard the interview right there. That guy's been through some stuff. Now, he's a wonderfully talented guy, played for his dad in high school down in Houston. Then he got recruited by, like, everybody, and he ended up going to Alabama. He started for Alabama as a freshman, and he took over the job. And then, if you recall, he led the team to the college football playoff, took them eventually to a national championship game, and got benched in the middle of the game. Tua Tagovailoa took over the game and won it for Alabama. So the next year, guess who sat on the bench as the backup? Jalen Hurts. Came back, and whenever he was called upon, he played great, but he was the backup quarterback. So, and I don't blame him for this, he transferred to Oklahoma. And what did he do? He took Oklahoma to the college football playoff as the starting quarterback down there. And then he goes to the Eagles, which, you know, there isn't a fan base that is tougher on you than
them. More rabid, yes. Yes.
They went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago with him, played an amazing game. He played a great game. It's just that Mahomes and the Chiefs found a way to win it, barely. And Hurts gets criticized a ton in Philly. You know, oh, he's only good because they have a great team around him, or he doesn't do this, or he doesn't do that. Well, guess what? He walked away with the Super Bowl championship, and I thought a total class act. He would never call out. I haven't heard him call out the fans. He just smiles and says, you know, God is good.
Laughs all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
It is. You know, when they had the statistic up on the screen, I want to ask you about the graphics in a minute, but when they had the statistic up on the screen about the offensive line for the Eagles, I think it said they were the biggest in the NFL. Like they were all at least six feet, 6 inches tall
and
330 pounds. Like there's nobody on the line smaller than that.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
No, it's awesome.
Mahomes didn't have that. I mean, he was getting pressured all the time.
He was getting pressured, and they had one injury, so they had to move some guys around on their offensive line. But they've been able to get away with it because they're so good. I mean, they have, you know, Mahomes makes plays. Kelce makes plays. Kelce didn't have a catch until the third quarter. You know, they had zero running game. You know, they were just trying to fling it out there and figure out a way to beat this Eagles defense. And when they did, I mean, Mahomes never gets intercepted. Got picked off, run it back for a touchdown, got intercepted again. It was just a phenomenal job by the Eagles. They were well coached. They were prepared. And they played a great, great football game with that massive line blocking for the offense. But the defense found ways to slip in there and make plays as well. It was really, really impressive. By the way, in our house, my wife grew up in Philly. So
we're
divided pretty happy.
House.
No division. Huh? No.
Well, you're a Chiefs fan,
no,
right?
No, I am not.
Oh, you're not. I knew you said that the Eagles would win. I didn't know you're not a Chiefs fan.
Do
you actively root against them if they're playing in the
I don't
team?
Root against them. Whatsoever, but I am not a Chiefs fan. I actually don't have an NFL team, but for that game last night, we were an Eagles household, me and
that's
Andrew
right.
grew up
Absolutely.
In Philly, so we're pretty happy about that.
The TV graphics.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting there and the game first comes on, I was looking for what down it was. I was arguing with somebody, and that's when I first noticed. I'm like, I feel like I've been taken back in time to the 1980s and some old-fashioned Chiron generator that they used to put the the score at the bottom with a basic color over here and a basic color over here and like a New Times Roman font. It looked awful. Why in the world would they do that with the technology?
I'm not really sure why they did that, especially why would you do it and debut it in the Super Bowl, except to I was explaining to my friends who were complaining about it that there are a lot of non-sports fans watching this game. Like this, for a lot of people, it's the only sporting event they watch all year.
Yeah.
So maybe they just, you know, threw it out there trying to think of something simple for everybody to follow, and it kind of backfired on
them. It should have said TBT on it, Throwback Thursday or something, right?
Yeah.
It was that old.
It covered a lot of the field, I thought, too.
Yeah.
The other thing was I heard a lot of my friends were texting me about Kendrick Lamar's halftime saying, I'm trying. I just don't get it. I'm trying. I was cleaning the kitchen at that time.
I got up and left, too.
I find that halftime is my chance to, you know, clean up. And I made some good stuff last night.
Oh,
stuffed baked potato with chorizo.
Nice.
That sounds really good.
Roasted pork tenderloin with some veggies. Anyway, I heard the music, though, in the other room because my daughter, Erica, loves Kendrick Lamar and especially SZA, the St. Louis-born SZA, who probably made the halftime a lot better after Kendrick.
She did when she took over. Even if she was lip-syncing, it sounded better.
But anyway, you know, it is what it is. I'm more of a give me the football. I kind of avoid all the hype and the halftime and everything else. Just give me the football, man. Best players going up against the best players. But it was a really, you know, good matchup on paper. It just turned out to be a blowout. And the Eagles are the champs, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have taken Janet Jackson last night over what
I saw. I would have taken Beyonce in that.
The halftime needs a little controversy, you know, needs a malfunction or a bad word being said or something. It needs something to spice it up, I guess.
Mizzou, I know you have to go. You okay?
Yeah, I got to go interview Lutz, Fan and Steel here at 8:45.
Sorry about that. I was going to ask you about that Mizzou loss to A&M. It was a close one.
Really good basketball game.
But a great basketball game.
Yeah, Mizzou's going to be in the tournament and will be a tough out in the SEC tournament. Too. SEC's open, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, baby. Florida beat Auburn. I saw that Duke lost to Clemson. You know, it's going to be a good March Madness. Is going to be fun.
It's going to be crazy.
All right, I'm going to roll.
Thank you, Tom.
Great to see you guys.
Yep. Yay. We appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
It was a good game. I watched that one we caught it. We forgot it was on, so we caught some of it and we're screaming at, you know, my husband's like screaming at the TV because he went to Mizzou too. And it's just so disheartening. And I know that Texas A&M was ranked higher, not by much. They're 10, Mizzou's 15 right now. But we just came off that awesome win. And so I just was so hopeful. And I remember listening to the announcers, I think it was maybe at that game. And they're like, you know, I can't imagine 10 teams in the country that are better than Mizzou, even though they're ranked 15th. They are just a really, really great team
this year.
They're
playing well right now without like any superstars.
Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was just a bad game. But I did see that they were, you know, they had the rank, what they think that they're how they're going to be rated, you know, like 1 seed, 2 seed, all that stuff for March Madness, and Mizzou is not, you know, 1 or 2, which is to be expected. But
you mean in the seed?
Yeah.
Yeah, the seeding. Yeah, I saw that they were a little lower, but
I mean, that's to be expected, but I still think they have a shot.
It's better to have a lower seed if you're a team like Mizzou in this tournament because you're going to shock the hell out of some people. They're going to go into the game thinking, well, we're only playing the 9 seed, and Mizzou's playing like gangbusters.
I think don't you think there'll be a 3 or 4 seed?
I don't know.
At the very least.
I guess it'll depend on their record at the end of the season.
I don't know.
SEC teams are beating themselves up right now.
Carl, you have some thoughts on that?
I don't think. I was actually talking to two guys that went to Mizzou yesterday, and they're like, the SEC is just too stacked.
So strong, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they were saying there might be an 8 or 9 seed.
Really?
There could only be 4. Like, there could only be 4.
That would really surprise me.
Number 4 seats. So, yeah, we'll see.
I guess I just look at their, you know, they're ranked 15th right now, and they've been having some really great
games. You're
voting
with
upsets.
Your heart, not your
head. I know, I do it all the time. I'm guilty as charged.
Get more at 971talk.com.